Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Known for its retail food markets, colorful shops, and lively nightlife, Pittsburgh's historic Strip District is a neighborhood that epitomizes the cultural diversity of our region. Out-of-towners' eyebrows rise when they first hear of the Strip District, but Pittsburghers know that the name refers to the narrow strip of land along the Allegheny at the base of the Hill District. The Strip is confined by natural boundaries, including the Allegheny River and the extension of Grant's Hill between 11th and 33rd Streets. Steel baron Andrew Carnegie got his start in the iron and steel industries with the upper and lower Union Mills at Smallman and 33rd Streets. Alcoa also began its commercial production of aluminum in the area. The Fort Pitt Foundry cast cannons for three U.S. wars on Smallman Street, and George Westinghouse built his airbrake factory on Liberty Avenue. Beginning in the early 20th century, the Strip's proximity to local rail yards transformed it into a hub for produce businesses. By the 1990s, dozens of retail shops opened on Penn Avenue and Smallman Street, providing a rich array of produce, ethnic foods, and restaurants. In 1996, the Senator John Heinz History Center opened on Smallman Street, becoming an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution and the largest history museum in Pennsylvania. Today, the Strip District is not only a bustling marketplace, but also a desirable neighborhood for urban professionals to live and work.